This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston took office with the promise to build new shelters in every city council district. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports so far that's not happening.
Three districts have no city-funded beds and units for people experiencing homelessness. Central Denver has a quarter of the units. Nearly half are in or on the border of the last plurality black neighborhood in the city. Critics fear Johnston's concentrating poverty, which he denies. District 8 Councilmember Chantel Lewis is proud her district is modeling solutions to the homelessness crisis, and she hopes the rest of the city soon follows. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
In Colorado Springs, new urban trail rangers are on duty. The unarmed team mainly patrols the Pikes Peak Greenway and Midland trails, enforcing park rules and the city's camping ban, among other things. Britt Haley is with the City Parks Department. She says eventually they want the rangers to have the same authority as federal officers.
They wouldn't be full-fledged police officers by any means, but we'd like them to be able to write tickets for trespassing and vehicles that are parked in places they shouldn't be parked and that kind of thing.
Three rangers have been on the job for several months. Hiring for a fourth is underway. Colorado Springs has more than 100 miles of urban trails, according to the city. Project Angel Heart in Denver has reached a milestone. They've delivered 10 million meals as of this month. The nonprofit supports people with severe illness, prepping and delivering medically tailored meals. Charles Robbins took the 10 millionth meal to a woman in southwest Denver. He founded the group, which is fueled by donations, and delivered its first meals in 1991.
The meals are no cost to the individuals who receive them, and so I highly encourage contributions.
The woman who got that meal is Diane Roybal, who's been fighting cancer.
It's making a huge difference. I am so grateful.
Project Angel Heart delivered 750,000 meals last year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.